Welcome back, dear learners. After discussing the cohesion and coherence, in brief, we discussed why it is needed, what the cohesion and coherence, and what are the basic patterns of ensuring the cohesiveness. Now let's discuss the tools of cohesive writing. There are four major tools of cohesive writing. Number one is conjunctions. Number two, technical words or lexis or lexical cohesion. Three, references. And fourth is paragraph development. Now let us focus on the first tool, that is conjunctions. Conjunctions are the words which join two words, two phrases, two sentences, or two paragraphs. They are needed for ensuring the logical flow or the connection between the idea. And their positioning must be very natural to ensure the linking, the natural linking. The British remembers the acronym. What are those? Fanboys. They remember it like that. For, and, nor, but, or, yet. So you can use these coordinating conjunctions. And depending on the relationship, the conjunctions used may differ. You can go through the reading material in which we have given an exhaustive table for the use of conjunction on the basis of type of relationship. Dear learners, let's see the use of conjunctions for ensuring the cohesiveness with this example. See this example. In spite of questionable effectiveness and one or more side effects, hair growth products available in the form of many synthetic and alternative medicines contribute to the $1 million market globally. The same set of information can be given this way also. Hair growth products available in the form of many synthetic and alternative medicines have a $1 million market globally. But the effectiveness of these medicines is questionable. Besides questionable effectiveness, the synthetic drugs have one or more side effects. Have you noted? The first form of the write-up is a single long sentence. Using conjunction helps to split the same message in smaller sentences with effective cohesion and do not allow the reader to lose his or her attention. And this is our basic aim. We don't want to lose the attention of our reader. The use of conjunction is very important in academic writing. As you discuss, results in a critical way in academic writing, it becomes very important using the conjunctions. But remember, when you are using the conjunction, remember not to overuse the conjunctions. Otherwise, it would look like spoken English. And we are writing in academic, we are supposed to write formal English. We have to be formal. After discussing the conjunction as the tool of the cohesion and coherence, let's discuss another tool, that is lexis or lexical cohesion. Now, what is the lexis or lexical cohesion? Now, let's focus on this second tool, lexical cohesion. What is lexical cohesion? Michael Halliday and R. Hazen introduced two classes of cohesion in their work, Cohesion in English, in 1976. They said that cohesion in English can be achieved or maybe of two types, grammatical or lexical. What does the grammatical cohesion means? They say that grammatical cohesion consists of, number one, conjunction, two, reference, substitution, and ellipsis. What does the conjunction mean? As we have mentioned, connecting clauses, sentences, and or para. What does the reference mean? reference may be anaphoric and cataphoric reference. We will be discussing it little bit later. Substitution means replacing a word. An ellipsis means removal or omission of words for contextual meaning. So let us define the lexical cohesion. Lexical cohesion may be defined as the relations between lexical items in a text that contribute to a textual continuity. It is less systematic and not as simple as that of grammatical cohesion. Lexis creates cohesion using synonyms, hyponyms, and superordinates. The use of lexical chains creates variety in writing and avoids monotony. Another definition, let's take. Lexical cohesion occurs when related words pairs join together to form larger group of related words that can extend freely over sentence boundaries. This was the definition given by the Morrison 2004. Now, describing it simply, lexical cohesion means words that go together. Especially with academic writing, we are discussing a particular field of interest. So there are some technical words there. So making the continuity, making the cohesion, we are using some set of words which are related to that particular field. Those words are called lexical items. So lexical items, to be precise, they are the nouns, words, adjectives, and adverbs in a text which come repeatedly and are related in one or other way. So it is the precise definition. This relationship may be in terms of, number one, repetition, when the same word is being repeated, synonymy, similar meaning words repeated, and collocation, that is expected words together. So either you repeat the word to refer the thing which you are talking about, or you may give synonym of the same, that is a word with the same meaning, or if the link is a kind of something else or part of something else, in both the way it is lexical cohesion. Let's understand lexical cohesion with the help of this example. Here's our important part of our personality, but nowadays hair fall has become a very common problem. Hair fall, in medical terms, is called alopecia. Alopecia may not be a major health issue, but certainly it is a psychosocial problem. So can you see we use hair and hair fall as repetition type of lexical cohesion, while using alopecia for hair fall is synonym. So these are two different kinds of lexical cohesion. Now, collocation. Collocation is a type of expectancy relation. We are expecting a word immediately after or joined together with a particular word. That is collocation. You expect that word almost always after a particular word. That is, say for example, factors affecting or governing. With the factors, you almost expect the word affecting or governing. These are the collocations. Or disease, with disease, treatment, medicine, patient. These are the expectancy relations that is given by the term collocation. So depending on your field of research, you can see the how you can adapt a smooth and natural lexical cohesion. And this is utmost required. You know, without your technical words, without these technical words which are related to your field, you cannot communicate your idea effectively. So use this lexical cohesion effectively to ensure the cohesion and coherence. Now let's move to another tool, reference. Here, when we are talking about the reference, we are not talking about that particular reference which is given after the manuscript, which is you mentioned the citation list. At the end of the manuscript, you mention a number of references. We are not talking about that reference. Here, as a tool of cohesive writing, the reference means introducing a noun and keep tracking of the same. This can be achieved by the use of pronouns. Using pronouns allow us not repeating a noun again and again in the text. Reference creates cohesion by using different types of pronouns. They may be the possessive pronouns like your, their, etc. Pronouns like she, me, etc. And determiners like those, these, and like that. These references could be anaphoric or cataphoric. What does the anaphoric reference mean? Anaphoric reference is the backward pointing reference. This is meant to inform reader that current point has something which was told earlier. For example, a total of 36 Wister albino rats were used for the study. They were given sufficient time for acclimatization. So here we are using they as the anaphoric reference. Cataphoric reference means forward pointing reference. This is meant to inform the reader that there is more to come. Cataphoric reference occurs when a word or phrase refers to something mentioned later in the discourse. For example, in spite of its simple and effective construction, the ABC instrument is not widely used in the industry. Here, it is cataphoric reference. Can you come up with some more examples of anaphoric and cataphoric reference in the discussion forum? I would love to see your participation in the discussion forum for this particular point. Now, what is substitution? It is the replacement of a word or phrase with a filler word like same, do, so, etc. To avoid the repetition, we use these filler words. For example, I bought a designer bag today, she did the same. So here, the same is substitution word. Ellipsis. What is the ellipsis? It is the removal or omission of one or more words of which meaning is drawn automatically by the reader through context. For example, he goes to yoga classes in the afternoon. I hope I can too. Here too is used as an ellipsis. Let's take another example. The blood pressure came down within 1 hour for group 1. Group 4 followed the trend. So, that following trend is a kind of ellipsis for which is being indicated by the sentence 1. So, have you got it? Apart from conjunctions, pronouns can be used effectively in maintaining cohesion and coherence. These pronouns may be lexis or the reference. So, we will be discussing the last tool, that is paragraph development, in the next lecture.